to say that the county would be better served by having it in Letterkenny makes little sense. And if that were 20 years ago, when there was no social media, no emails, nothing to that extent, then maybe there would have been a reason. But now it could be on Tory Island, because 90% of the services are being carried out on online. So why fix it if it's not broken? And I'm fully supporting the retention of the centre in Donegal Town. I believe it is not too late. It will be a wise decision to have the investigate the full process. Tonight in Letterkenny, there's an AGM of the Education Centre, and I believe that decisions could be taken there. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But I think that if it goes ahead, then it'll create more problems than solutions.
You mentioned that AGM, and that's taking place tonight, and there's been previously a call for teachers right across the county to come into force and to really push back on this. So you, as far as you're concerned, this isn't a done deal, and that there is more work to be done to ensure that this doesn't happen.
Well, according to the statement in the Dáil and the Seanad from the Department of Education, in the name of the Minister, would look at it as if it's a done deal. I don't believe it is. I believe that good sense will have to prevail, and in the best interest, forget about individuals, in the best interest of the Donegal Education Centre, it should be left where it is. And if we have to investigate the process, let's do that at a later stage. And I feel so strongly about this that I have suggested that if this continues, then we will have to, and I will pioneer this before the Public Accounts Committee. They're not set up at the moment, but there will be in a matter of time, and I think it will be proven conclusively that the right decision would be to have it left in Donegal Town.